This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh, and you're listening to Pressing Matters Right Now, the show that goes behind the headlines where we speak to members of the press. Joining us today is Sharon Tang, executive producer at HTV. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Hi, Joyce. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by. Let's start first with the Edge TV, the story of the Edge TV. To diversify out of print, the Edge Media Group started Edge TV over 3 years ago. How has that journey been?
Well, I wouldn't say that we are diversifying, more like evolving along with the entire industry. I mean, you know this. It used to be that if you wanted news, you either bought a newspaper from the newsstand or you switch on your TV or your radio. That's pretty much it, right?
Mm.
So, and back then, everybody got their information from mainstream media. Everyone knew who Hong Joo-ki was. Huge distance between the man on the street and, you know, the media and the celebrities. But today, it's a different ballgame. So it's evolved with the internet. You've got media convergence. The industry has been digitalized. It's been democratized. So you don't sit down anymore to wait for news. Everything's on demand. You get your stuff on Facebook, on Twitter, on WhatsApp. And now, of all these different mediums, it is video that has risen in popularity. You see videos everywhere on TV, WhatsApp, online advertisements, social media. And part of it is because it's so easy to create videos these days and make them public. So there's a reason why Forbes called video the new king of content. So it made sense for the Edge to eventually evolve. I mean, we always believe in print, but now we also want to reach out to the younger audience, which happens to live online, and you know their worst nightmare is not having internet access.
That's right.
So about the journey so far, it's been a good one. We have a small but solid team, and that has allowed us to adapt and grow. We were playing a smaller role within the group. Previously, we were a smaller support team of sorts. So today, we have got a more significant role. We are a content creator. We've got our own followers. Our views across our digital platforms have grown exponentially. Of course, GE14 also helped. You know, the interest in news just spiked. So it's quite encouraging, and we aim to continue the momentum.
Okay, but was it tough to venture into this new area of content or to evolve into this new area of content, you know, given this is a broadcast, given that The Edge started off as a print platform?
I think making a transition, whether it is digital or broadcast, both of which we are doing right now, it is going to be tough. Overall, it is a tough environment for the industry. But it is something that we just have to do. Translating existing print content into video and creating new video content, it does need a bit of experimenting with different styles and tactics. Video, obviously, it needs different treatment. The wording is different. Age group is different. You know, like for print, our readers are mostly the C-suites, professionals. For the Edge TV, a bulk of our viewers, they are a decade younger, that aspirational crowd, they're dipping their toes into the world of finance and investing. So our role is to introduce them to the corporate world, introduce them to financial concepts. So our language is a bit more layman. But the good thing about venturing into videos today is that there's no longer a cost barrier. These days, you have a cheaper entry into this medium. Thanks to technology, you don't actually need to own a TV station. You know, you don't need its operating overheads, its fancy equipment, studios. You just need a small team with the right skills, the right knowledge, and some basic equipment, which today it's really easy and cheap. So anyone with drive and a computer can be a storyteller. And because we are both online and on TV, we have the potential to reach a much wider audience.
Well, what are the challenges today when it comes to producing content for TV though? Because, you know, especially today when people have shorter attention spans given the distractions that we have around us. So what kind of challenges do you guys face when it comes to producing content?
Well, it's a matter of creating something that's both eye-catching and informative. I mean, barring cat videos, those don't need information. But in essence, you know, people like videos because our brain is programmed to retain more visual content versus just a page with words. So it's just how you use movement and sound to tell good stories. Mm. Videos, especially online, as a general rule, it needs to be shorter and snappier.
Shorter? How short?
About 2 minutes.
Okay.
So it's because you are viewing your video on a smartphone. Mm. So after the 2 minute mark, usually attention starts to taper off. So the shorter the video, the higher the completion rates. But the thing is, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to produce very short videos. You have this platform called Watch It. They help publishers make videos. They reported that longer videos now actually receive over 70% more shares and more videos. More shares and more views compared with short videos.
Oh.
Because it is actually a better way of engaging with viewers. You have more time to tell a story. Mm-hmm. I think it's, as a general rule, shorter is still better.
Mm-hmm.
But some publishers like BuzzFeed, they have shown that long form does work. Because usually I do a lot of bite-sized videos. And according to Huffington Post, if you want to do long form, you do typically 2 to 6 minutes max.
Okay.
But BuzzFeed, they had a 14-minute video telling the story of a Holocaust survivor.
Mm.
And that got them 9.6 million views on YouTube. And on Facebook, they got 190 million views, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows goes to show that, you know, content creators, you just need to experiment. I mean, you may excel at one particular format, but you could actually be good at the other as well.
Mm. Well, is there a difference between producing news content for web TV compared to a normal TV program? Because HTV is generally a web TV base. You have a partnership with Awani. We'll go into that later. But is there a difference between producing news content for between a TV program, a normal TV program, and web TV?
Definitely. I mean, you're talking about viewers with different viewing habits.
Mm.
Web, as I mentioned, it's designed for people who primarily watch videos on their mobile phones. I think the ratio for HTV right now, it's 60 to over 70%, meaning mobile versus desktop. So most viewers are going to be watching on a handheld device, possibly in a noisy environment, because if you look at our stats, it's during working hours.
Oh, okay.
So you could be a student.
At work.
Yes, you could be at work, or you could be at a noisy environment. You're waiting for a friend at a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are casually just going through your phone, taking a break, you might not have earphones on.
Mm.
So that means you might not be able to listen to it. So that's why if you notice a lot of online videos, they have text, they have very big text to tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're scrolling on Facebook by and you accidentally, not accidentally, you chanced upon a video that you want to watch and you don't have earphones, it's still fine. You can still watch it. But TV, on the other hand, TV is different. You don't actually want to read text. Some people don't even like reading subtitles.
Uh-huh.
So usually on TV, you actually purposely sit down in front of the TV to watch it. Sometimes you leave it on, you go to the kitchen to get a glass of water, but you are still listening.
Mm.
So the narrator is very important. Whereas in videos, in online videos, you actually sometimes don't hear any narration whatsoever.
Just visual.
Mm.
I see. Okay. Well, HTV, you have a recent tie-up with Astro Awani. It's a partnership that's been explored over 3 years ago, but that was put on hold due to the Aegis suspension in July 2015 by the then BN government. So how is that partnership working out? Why are you guys forming a partnership with a separate entity rather than going it on your own?
Well, as to your first question, how the partnership is working out, I would say it's working out quite well. It's a start of a longer, we hope a longer and more expanded relationship, because how it works for now is we create content for our own digital channels and then we share this content with Awani, which then broadcasts it over their channel 501 and also uploads it online.
Mm.
So why we decided to go with this tie-up was because, number one, the much lower cost barrier into broadcast. We don't have to worry about licensing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, when we ride on Awani's platforms, both their TV channels and their digital assets, it means we have immediate access to an existing viewership base. So if you add that base to our own existing and still growing viewership base, that number of eyeballs that we can command, it immediately jumps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm speaking to Sharon Tang, executive producer at HTV. After this, we'll talk more about the TV broadcasting sector as well as the evolution of broadcasts. Stay tuned to The Morning Run, BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're listening to Pressing Matters, the show that goes behind the headlines, where we speak to members of the press on their stories. Today on the show, we have Sharon Tang, executive producer at HTV. Sharon, earlier we were talking about how HTV came about and the journey for the company. Now let's talk about you. You've been in broadcast for over 8 years now, having worked at NTV7 and Bernama TV prior to joining and leading HTV in 2015. Tell us from your opinion and from your experience, how has the broadcasting landscape evolved?
Well, technically, I've been out of the broadcast industry for about 5 years. But from what I have seen, technology has really changed everything. I mean, it used to be that we envy the really big foreign broadcasters, you know, the ones with their fancy and expensive equipment and satellite transmission, their crazy huge newsrooms and studio. I mean, they're still amazing, of course. But now, everything can be done at the fraction of a price. All reporters need is a handphone and data. You can FaceTime a live report. Bernama TV, they recently did an online feature. It was shot entirely on their reporter's iPhone. But of course, on the flip side, viewership and revenue, it can be very challenging, as you've seen. So because these days the ad money, it all goes to Facebook, YouTube and Google. And that's why we're seeing so many newsrooms are shaving their head count, and then you've got slower salaries growth and all that. So and the newsrooms are getting leaner. I think that's not just for broadcast, it's for everyone, right?
Yeah,
you see the
organization.
Major news organizations, the ones that have several TV stations or several newspapers. It used to be for assignments, you would have a representative from each different station.
That's right, yeah.
Now, no more. You have what you call a super newsroom where you pool all your reporters and all your cameramen. And then they come back, then you decide on your own angles.
Yeah, I remember at the time when I was working at The Edge as well, you know, I would do an interview for print as well as HTV, the cameras will come. But it does save time. It's efficient use of that slot, that interview slot that you have with that CEO. From one interview, you get kind of like two stories in two separate platforms. So that makes sense. So you've left broadcast in over 5 years, but then I'm talking about like news that you produce content for, in this case, HTV, and you're leading that team. Was there more pressure after GE14, given that suddenly it's free for all media when it comes to reporting without, you know, fear or favor? You know, like you have the likes of like TV3 and TV7 all, you know, reporting about 1MDB, everything. Suddenly it's like free for all. Everyone's suddenly like really brave. Is it more, you know, is it more competitive now when it comes to producing news?
I wouldn't say there is more pressure. I think it is a good thing that we have more media freedom now. It's just that on our part, The Edge, probably as on the whole, as a group, the challenge is just to tell the story better than the rest, really. And at The Edge, we've got a solid, knowledgeable and experienced team group-wide. So as long as we continue to invest in talent, we'll always have a strong team that's able to churn out stories, whether it's in print or digital format, that will set us apart from the rest.
Well, broadcasting players such as Awani and TV3, they have a wider reach when it comes to eyeballs, given their access to, you know, both the urban and rural folks. How can HTV compete? I mean, is it even a competition?
Well, we are not looking to compete. We are looking to partner. So we are not looking to steal eyeballs from TV stations. What The Edge TV wants to do is to be a content provider for TV stations, because we can either co-produce or, like for Awani, we provide business and financial content in a video form, because that is basically our strength. We are The Edge. So at The Edge TV, we have the backing of our colleagues. They're the same colleagues who provide readers scoops, in-depth analysis, insights on what's going on in the corporate and finance world every single week. We translate that into a medium that TV stations can use.
Okay. So how big is your team right now? You said it's a lean team.
Oh, it's a very lean team. Mm. We have 4 full-timers and 2 freelancers.
Mm.
That's on the editorial side, of course, not the production side.
And you guys produce content for the whole week, I understand, from Mondays to Fridays.
Yes, two programs every day.
And from your observation, is there a particular kind of content that people tend to like more or tend to click more when it comes to web TV? Or when it comes to business content, because that's what you produce. Is it entrepreneurial? Is it personal finance? Or is it corporate news or scoops? What is it that people like when it comes to web TV kind of content?
I think the trend has really changed post GE14.
Yeah.
Previously, our pool of viewers, they were smaller. And they came to us because we were the edge. So you had a lot of people watching stuff like Upstart, which is our feature on entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And they would like to watch Behind the Story, which we would talk to the writer of the weekly's cover, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after GE, the focus is always on politics.
Ah,
so
okay.
Anything that is remotely politically linked, that's where the eyeballs go. Of course, we have more views now. I think people are more aware that there is the Edge TV.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the interest is still very much politics.
So there's no political fatigue when it comes to viewers. Interesting. Because sometimes what I hear on the ground is a lot of people, even running up to post GE14, some people was really like quite fed up, like quite, you know, suffering from political fatigue and all that. And post GE14, I'm hearing some people also like, it depends on the person, like if they like more business
yes.
news, they prefer to go back to business. Mm. But now you're seeing more viewers moving to political content.
I think it's also because our viewers are younger and they come, a lot of them come from social media. They watch us on YouTube and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these, they probably stumbled upon our videos and then from there they started watching. So we noticed that they do return, but sometimes they just stumble upon us because there is a political story.
I see. Okay. So you have a couple of programs. You have Upstart, you have Behind the Story, you have Talking Itch. That's an interview with
C-suites and all that.
And you also have
Just Saying Takeaway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at expanding your programs?
We are. We are playing around with the idea of, we are toying with the idea of creating a program, but it's not necessarily on a weekly basis, simply because we are not expanding the team. And I think we don't want to overpromise.
So maybe like one-off content.
It could be one-off, maybe once a month.
Can you share with us some data for like a typical HTV viewer? Like how old are they and all that?
Well, typically our viewer would be male and aged probably between 25 and 35. If you look at our composition, about 60% of our viewers are male. And almost half are from the 25 to 35 age group. So these are basically our targets, the aspirational fellas. And then that's followed by the 35s to the 45s. These two are the biggest groups.
The bulk of your viewership.
Yeah.
It looks like young and also up-and-coming kind of people.
Young, up-and-coming. Mm. They want to know more about business. They may know a little bit about finance, a little bit about equities. But our role is to introduce them to this world so that, you know, they will make that transition from and someone who's aspiring to be up there to one day being a CEO of a company and reading The Edge Weekly.
Ah, but now you can be a CEO when you're 25 as well.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, HTV is turning 4 this year, no longer a toddler already. So what are your plans moving forward for the team?
Honestly, to survive.
That's true, to survive given the landscape for the media industry, right?
So such a tough landscape. Mm-hmm. I would say that fortunately, the group has actually done quite well, relatively well compared to its peers in the industry, but it is definitely a tough year. Of course, we can't just say we want to survive, lah. We can't stay where we are because everything keeps changing all the time. Mm. So it's like a shark. You just have to keep swimming or you will definitely drown. Mm. So we're not sure whether we will expand the team, but we are definitely developing the talents internally. So what we do is we actually have internal programs to beef up our knowledge, our technical skills and all that. And then we, like we said earlier, maybe produce one or two one-off programs, perhaps not on a regular basis. So we want to maintain the quality of what we are producing now, but at the same time, maybe produce a little bit more.
Well, I wish you and your team all the best.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Sharon Tang, executive producer at HTV. Thank you, Sharon, for being on the show today.
Thank you.
That's all we have on Pressing Matters on the Morning Run today. Stay tuned for the 10 a.m. news after this, followed by Enterprise at BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.